Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I am very, very excited. We have a very special Saturday edition of the show this week, and my guest today is just really, really out of sight, very cool, and I'm just honored that he's on the show. So I'd like to welcome Chef Jerome Brown. Chef, how are you?
What's going on, man? All is well, all is well. How you doing? What's happening in Miami?
I'm doing great. Yeah, just up from Fort Lauderdale. Like, not a little north,
okay.
Of it, but not
Miramar? Is it Miramar?
Pardon me?
Is
no,
it Miramar?
I'm in a little town called Deerfield Beach, right on the ocean here.
Okay.
Yeah, just,
all right.
Just south of
Deerfield Beach. Yeah, south of Boca. Got it. Yep. Yep.
It's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad. I grew up in Detroit, so it could be worse, you know?
Right.
Although
Detroit, Miami, listen, man, Detroit is rough. If you've ever driven there, you'd tear up the shocks on your car without
That's
a
true.
Tissue.
You know, nobody believes the story. I always tell people three or four months, I haven't lived there in years, but I moved to Boston to go to school, and right before I moved, a couple months before I moved, on the main drag in Detroit was called Woodward Avenue, and somebody had went down Woodward Avenue and stole all the manhole covers off the street, and I guess they were selling them for scrap or something. And,
are you serious?
They didn't replace them for like 3 months, and because I didn't have the money. And
wonder how many cars were torn up from that.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was bad. And that was Detroit. That's how Detroit used to be. I hear it's very nice now, and that's a good thing. Chef Brown, I want to apologize. I know we were supposed to do this show on Monday, and we had this terrible storm come through, knocked out our internet for the whole day. And I
heard
don't know
about
how your
that.
House is. Man, when our internet goes out, there is nothing to do on the TV. Nothing, you know?
Yeah, when I go out, I go in the kitchen and cook. So
yeah, see, that's a good thing. That's a good – let me ask you. Now, you are a world-renowned chef. You do all these incredible things and have incredible clients and whatnot. When you were a youngster, did you know that, that being a chef was the plan, or did it kind of happen, or – was it always there?
No, you know what? It was always there. I always say it's the gift God gave me. But I didn't set out to become a chef. I actually wanted to become a defense attorney. Isn't that something? And I wanted to be an attorney all the way up and through high school. And a teacher, you know, teachers have to be careful what they say to people.
Right.
My English teacher said, they're going around the class, said, what do you want to be when you grow up? I said, I want to be a lawyer. And she said, that's too hard for you. You can't do that. And listen, I had always wanted to be a lawyer, but I could always cook. And so,
right.
So fortunately in this case, as wrong as she was, it worked out for the good. So, yeah, I never saw it coming, but by the time I was 9 years old, my mother didn't have to cook anymore unless she just chose to. Yeah, so it was a passion. It's always been a passion, actually. So, yeah, went into the military as a cook and came out as a chef. And so it's been paying dividends in my life ever since.
I imagine, I have no idea, but I imagine cooking in the military, that's got to be – because you have to feed a lot of people, right? I mean, you're not just cooking, I'm feeding six people here. You're feeding 600.
We were cooking for 1,200 people each meal on average. So you're talking about 3,600 people a day. Imagine,
man,
3,600 people a day. That was my life in the U.S. Army, man. It was something to behold. Trust me.
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. And as
yeah,
I understand
yeah.
it, I've had friends in the military, and they say, you know, people, you have to be a good cook in the military because people hold it against you otherwise, you know.
Well, you know, oftentimes, military cooks doesn't get the credit that they you know, deserve, but they really do work hard. They're the first ones in the building and the last ones to leave. And because of that, you know, it really builds up an excellence that that eventually goes noticed. You know, you notice it. I credit a lot of what I'm able to do right now because of my military days. So it's been very fortunate for me. It wasn't the traditional path, but it was definitely a excellent way to get this journey started. So I'm grateful for that.
That's outstanding. Growing up, I was when I was a youngster, I was kind of a knucklehead. I'll put it this way. A lot of my friends were knuckleheads. And I'll tell you, the military straightened up. I'm thinking of two people in particular right now that just, you know, would be dead or in prison today if it hadn't been for the military. And that's very
That's
true.
Exactly right.
Really
that's
helped
exactly
them out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, I fortunately didn't go down that path, but I am able to recognize how it's helped a lot of people along with myself. I mean, for me, it gave me a career that I never saw coming. You know, just having the basis. And when I ultimately got out of the military and started working at a country club that was accredited by the Culinary Institute of America, and you know, I had never even heard of the Culinary Institute of America.
Right.
But what I found out is that I was getting the gourmet side of the business, you know, and a paycheck at the same time. And I was able to do that because of my time in the U.S. Army. So, I mean, who knew? You can't write this story, right?
Right. Right. No,
truth.
That's awesome.
It really is.
That is.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Fantastic. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com.
Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart. Be like me. Get a C-ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-ring. TheCRing.com.
And it has led you to some interesting paths. I was looking in my show notes and whatnot. One of the things I it's been going on almost 10 years now that I moved to Florida here. But my gal, my fiance, Danny, she grew up here, born and bred. So she's a member of the Church of Disney. You know, her whole family are Disney nuts. And I'm a recent convert, I will say. I remember moving here the first time we went to Disney World. I thought it'd be like a State Farm or something, a state carnival or something. And no, it wasn't. We went to Epcot to the Food and Wine, which you worked at. You were a prestigious chef there for a couple years. Man, I was blown away. I was like, "Ooh, this is fancy."
having Disney on the resume was not harmful. I mean, so you know, I started out at the Liberty Tree Tavern, and then I finished up at the Contemporary Resort. But here's an interesting note that a lot of people don't know about me. I got that job out of 400 applicants, and within a year, I was fired and told that I couldn't cook. The chef at the time said, he said, "You can't cook, and you know we need to."
At Disney.
You know, your job. Yeah, at Disney. He said your job performance is not what it should be, and so on and so on and so on. And so as a result, I was terminated. And it to me in that moment it sucked, but what I found out later when you get a little older and you mature in life, it was the best thing that happened to me. Was the best thing, and I say that because what that did was I didn't receive that. I didn't receive that. I didn't agree with that. It sucked in the moment because I had bills and my family. Disney moved my family from North Carolina, and so for me, it was a thing. Well, what am I going to do now? And ultimately, when I look back over my life and I say, okay, now I went in the Army as a cook, I came out as a chef. I had this experience. I met Colin Powell. I cooked for him. I cooked for George Bush. And so, you know, I had all of this on my resume. What do you mean I can't cook? Well, what that did was it caused me to have a new focus, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a new focus. It was a new focus that I don't think that I would have had that experience not happened to me in that time. So for me, you know, the whole Disney experience. But listen, years later, fast forward, they ended up inviting me back for 7 years straight as a featured chef at the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. So to me, that was redemption. Everything.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, the reason I'm glad to talk about this, Chef Brown, is because my fiance Danny, she has a girlfriend of hers, and I don't want to say any names on the air or whatnot, but she had a very similar. She's having that moment right now with Disney. Mm. She was let go, working not in the cooking capacity, but a different capacity. But man, it messed her up. You know, she was bitter, you know, it was like a breakup or something. And I'm going to be playing this podcast for her. I'm going to send it to her and say,
yeah,
listen.
It was
because you never know.
I promise you it was the best thing. You never know. You never know why things happen. And for me, what I ended up doing, I ended up going overseas to Saudi Arabia. Talk about a change, right? And going overseas to Saudi Arabia, developing menus for a company called Altaza. Altaza means fresh. Altaza means fresh. And it was the Faqih poultry farms over there. What that did was give me the international experience that I didn't have. It gave me a cultural experience that I didn't know, how it existed and how it played a role in my life. I mean, it turned out to be a great thing. And when I came back from there, I decided I was going to leave cooking alone for a bit and took a job at Department of Juvenile Justice, back with the legal thing. And that's where I met a key person that introduced me to someone who was working for an NBA athlete. And that started 23 years of being a personal chef for NBA athletes. You know,
wow.
And for me, that was like, oh man, it was the greatest thing since pockets. And you know, the perks were through the roof. So tell her that I said to hold on, the good stuff is coming now. You know,
nice.
Good stuff is
nice.
Coming.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, being a personal I definitely will do that. Being a personal chef to professional athletes, I mean, these are cats that are they're getting paid, you know, giant sums of money for their talent, for what they can do. And that directly relates to the fuel they consume, what they're eating. And
that's
so it's very important, you know. And you have to make it taste good, too, you know.
Yeah. Well, but it's more than just making it taste good. It's more than making it taste good. It's also working within the time frame that's going to cause their career to be extended, right? When I got with Ike Austin, he literally had a weight issue to the point where he had already been released by the Philadelphia 76ers at the time, you know, because of his weight. So when he got his next opportunity, thank goodness big men were at a shortage at the time, and they needed a good center. Got his weight intact, but he struggled to keep it there, and that's how I got the job. So it tastes good. I was able to count his calories for him, keep him on a certain regimen, and that exploded into an entirely new career for me. Whole new
that's
niche.
Amazing.
You know.
That's
yeah,
amazing.
It really was. Really
and
well.
So much to know, like you said, you know, I never really thought about it. It's so much more than just taste and making a nice dish that someone likes. There's nutrition involved. There's a lot of science involved.
Yeah,
that, you know, and,
absolutely, man. Yeah,
I imagine even psychology involved in that, getting them to, you know, working with, you know, it's, oh man, that's a big job. That's a big job.
Yeah, it's
let me
a
ask
major
you this.
Job. Sure.
Do you prefer working with celebrities and professional athletes and whatnot, as opposed to, you know, when people say, oh, they think of chef, they think of, you know, a fancy kitchen, because that's what we see on that Food Network or whatever, you know what I mean?
right.
Which do you prefer? Are both enjoyable, or is the doing the personal chef a little better in terms of freedom and whatnot?
So in terms of freedom, you give up a lot of your freedom in the culinary industry, period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the being a personal chef, the perks were amazing. They were through the roof, but your personal time was very limited, right, depending on who your client was. But you're always – your daily life is built around someone else's. And you want to hope that you get someone who's very consistent as opposed to someone who's very temperamental or they change their mind on a dime. Like, I wouldn't recommend being a personal chef for a married person. You really should be single, and you shouldn't have any children if you can help it because I talk to other chefs all the time. I spoke with Sam Cass, who was the Obama's personal chef that came to the White House with them. And I spoke with Derek Jeter's chef and CeCe Sabathia's chef and so on. And we were all in one room at one time. And we were comparing notes. And they're like, dude, it's just like yours or it's just like his or hers. It's the same. It's just that they do something, they have a different job. And so so for Sam, it was traveling with the president to all these foreign countries or specific nights, and he had to work based on what the first lady laid out, right? It was that's who hired the White House chef. For me, it was working for Shaquille O'Neal or at that time, Raymond Felton and Kenya Martin when they were with the Knicks. So it literally was, you know, it's literally based on the life. I still would take that over working in a restaurant any day of the week. Because that restaurant, though you're in your own bed every night, is far less stress working for an individual or entity. You know, it's just less stressful. So, and it really just depends on where you are in life. Every chef or every, you know, culinary person don't have different things that they want to accomplish. For me, this gave me a notoriety that I wasn't trying to get, that I wasn't looking for, and didn't know was available until it happened.
Wow.
So it's just very unique.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
That's awesome. That is so cool.
Now, you've done so many things, we have a link up to your website and whatnot, and all of this is listed on your website. I want to tell people to find out more about Chef Brown. Cookwithrome.com, www.cookwithrome.com will get you there. And you're also on Instagram and Facebook as well, which is
Chef Jerome Brown. Chef Jerome Brown is on Instagram and Facebook. Chef Jerome Brown, my fan page is Chef Rome, and then on Twitter is Chef J Rome. So J A Y R O M E, Chef J Rome.
So cool. Now you have a book. You've had a couple of books. The latest book is. Tell us about this. The Cooking with Carol. Cooking in Carolina. Well, I'm probably
no, it's Carolina Soul, the down home taste of the Carolina.
My favorite type of food.
Soul food.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
You know, people ask all the time, they're like, oh, you know, I like Italian, or I like, and I like some of that stuff, but man, if I, my comfort food is, it's what I grew up eating,
right,
you know,
right.
And
yeah,
it's fantastic. So tell us about your book. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, Carolina Soul is really about recipes that are indigenous to North and South Carolina. We talk about everything in the book. It's actually an excellent read. We talk about everything from moonshine to, you know, to preparing a pig for preparation, you know, to be roasted,
nice,
to be cooked. We talk about my favorite restaurants, my travels between the Carolinas. I mean, we try to hit all the notes. And I'm telling you, man, the down-home taste of the Carolinas is just that. We try to make sure that, you know, we talk about all the things that are unique, some of the hidden jewels of the Carolinas, like, you know, going up to see the Biltmore Estate and mm-hmm. all of those hidden restaurants around there, like Fig, which is my favorite. And we talk about the chocolate factories and, we, you know, and to all the different flavored moonshines and cooking with tobacco. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, you can smoke it, but you didn't know you can actually cook with it as well.
No, I had no idea.
So I talk about, yeah, man, some unique macaroni and cheeses and, you know, of course, Eastern Carolina barbecue, as we address the vinegar base versus the mustard based barbecue sauce in South Carolina. And, you know, so we hit all the notes, man. So if you're interested in, you know, such beautiful states, I mean, because we have the shore on one side, we got the mountains on the other. And so, you know, the Carolina style cooking is just, that's that thing for me, you know. And I love all different cuisines. You know, I have a large palate, you know, from just my travels around the world, but coming back to the Carolinas is something I'm always fortunate to be able to do and look forward to. So
that's fantastic.
Yep.
And they can get
yeah.
the book out everywhere, but they can also get it through your website, right, as well?
Yep, they can get it from my website, and they can and actually right now I'm doing a thing where if they cash app, then I you know, I waive the shipping fee. I waive the shipping fee and the taxes just for the month of August. Just for the month of August. Yep. So if they go $ Hot Grits LLC and place their order, they get their address and the notes, and we ship the book right out to them. So
that's awesome.
That saves you shipping and taxes. Absolutely.
And you know,
$30.
That's right. It's August, but it's not too soon. I'm telling you, you buy these great Christmas gifts and whatnot, the holiday and what everything.
You,
but get them
do
now.
You know, cookbooks are the number one Christmas gift. The number one gift is, yeah, it's the number one Christmas gift is a cookbook. So
I know in our house it is because I get them every. I don't know how this happened. I'm at that age where I started doing all these weird, not weird, but these hobbies, you know. And I got into grilling a couple of years ago. And, you know, now I have a bunch of grills and a smoker and all this kind of stuff. And people buy me the grilling books and cookbooks. I love it, though. I'll sit and read that like a novel, you know, and then use it. Try the stuff out. It's amazing. I love food. I love food because it's like I'm a painter by trade, but food is like painting. It's like looking at a painting with your mouth and your nose. You know, you get this whole sensation. It's cool. It's very, very cool. Now, I know you're a very busy man and whatnot, but I have to ask while I've got you on. The gears are turning. What's next for Chef Brown?
We got quite a few things. Right now, my next cookbook is one I'm doing with my daughter. We're addressing health and food. So she's handling the workout side, and I'm handling, of course, the food portion of that, because eating right and working out go hand in hand. One without the other gives you half the results. And so that's one thing coming up for 2020. And of course, I have an international tour that's coming up starting in actually in November. We kick it off in Dubai, going back out to Napa Valley in the wine country, do some things with their film festival, as well as I have my Nairobi, Nigeria, London. We have London coming up in October. And so the international tour is something I'm really looking forward to and truly excited about. And of course, we're hoping for the time to join the Fantastic Voyage again, as well as hopefully Disney for next year, trying to go back to that Epcot Food and Wine Festival. So we've got a laundry list of things that's on the schedule, and I'm excited about every last one of them, especially the international side of things. Yeah, absolutely.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next-generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all-natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
That is amazing. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to add the social media that we listed, that we mentioned. I'm going to be adding those to the show page and whatnot. And however you're listening to the podcast, those links will also follow the podcast. I know we're on about 200 different podcasting platforms, but there'll be links. You can click right on them. Follow Chef Brown and share also, so important. When you dig somebody on, no matter what they do, if they're making a movie or they're a fantastic chef or whatever, Like and share their social media, because chances are your friends are going to dig it too, because they're your friends. You guys like the same stuff, you know, it's how that works. But it's very, very important. And it gives feedback to the artist or the chef or whatnot. Also, and you can keep up to date. Chef Brown's got a lot going on, man. And, you know, who knows? You might be in Dubai at the same time and you can go check him out. How cool is that?
You owe it to yourself to go to Dubai, I promise you. I've been 5 times and I can't wait to go back every time.
Nice. I've heard it's the city of the future. It is definitely like you feel like Buck Rogers or something when you're there.
It's like no place on earth. I mean, it's like Miami, Los Angeles, New York, and Disney all rolled up in one.
Nice.
Dubai is everything, I promise. I'm going to apply for my citizenship. Hopefully I can be an Emirati.
There you go. They just gave it to that robot, that Sophia or whatever I was reading about a year ago.
Right. Yeah, and
oh,
I'm jealous.
Man. Crazy. So that's so cool. Well, I'm so inspired. And it was a pleasure to meet you and whatnot. And I know you're very busy, so I will, let you go. But, man, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show and putting up with our power or our internet outage.
That's no problem. It's been my pleasure.
Absolutely. And I'm definitely going to be buying the book and taking advantage of that no shipping policy in the month of August. A very, very good deal there, ladies and gentlemen. So be like me. Pick up the book. Very cool. Well, thank you, Chef Brown. And keep
doing
what
you're
doing, man. Thank you very much. You rock.
You got it.
Very cool.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Well, there you go, folks. That's going to do it for us today. How cool is that? Chef Jerome Brown, that's a big deal. And this guy, you go to his, I don't want to fanboy out or anything on the show, ladies and gentlemen, but man, you go to his website and you look at the accolades. They're just, it's a laundry list of them, and let alone the clients he works for and has worked for and whatnot. Just so impressive. So impressive. These are people like I was saying, some of these athletes and stuff, these people get paid, when you're bringing home that much money, it's very important what you eat. Very important. It's on the line. Things are very important. Anyhow, that's going to wrap it up for us today. We will be back Monday evening. This Monday is our monthly. We started doing this a couple months ago. Me and a good friend of mine, DJ Miss Monday, out there in Los Angeles. She is a superb house music DJ and DJ to this. She does all these celebrity parties and stuff like that, and she knows everybody. And one of those cool people. always in a VIP. I'm telling you. Anyhow, we started a couple months ago doing a monthly show, which is DJ culture-based and electronic music-based, EDM, house music, techno, that kind of thing. All the cool music when you go to the fancy nightclub that you hear. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. We do it once a month. Every month we have a different guests on the podcast as well from that world. And whatnot, and this month's no exception, and we've got some really cool guests lined up, but that's Monday night. I've got the day off tomorrow. How about that? No, I really don't. I've got a podcasting day off, but it's there's always work here at the studio. That's just how that is. I'm not complaining. I'd rather be too busy than not busy enough. Okay, so that's going to wrap it up for us today. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms, in addition to all the podcasting platforms. That's a thing now. It's a big thing. And we're on just shy of 200 different podcasting platforms. So it's amazing. The main podcasting platform, of course, is Apple Podcasts. They're the big boys. They're the big boys on the block, and we're on that. And if you are listening to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or any of those, please do me a favor. Doesn't cost anything, and it just takes a second. Hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page. And boy, do we like that. The reality is it makes my life so much easier when we're consistently up in those high ratings when I talk to advertisers and whatnot. And that's a good thing. I appreciate it. Thank you. because those conversations are way different if you're not at the top.
It's rough. I'm very fortunate that we always are. So very cool, very cool. And, oh, yes, I've been getting a bunch of emails and stuff lately. I mentioned on my little, for those who follow my blog and all that, every morning I post a picture of me and my best friend, Mei Ling, our studio dog, little Sharpei Mei. And I mentioned, it's like my little daily diary type thing. And I mentioned we're going to be doing some, do not worry. The podcast, as it stands right now, will be exactly the same. We're adding some additional features to it, and we're growing that business. It's time in a new way, in addition to maintaining what we have right now. So don't panic, folks. I shouldn't have mentioned anything about it in the diary thing because I don't want to confuse anybody. No, but we've been doing this for 6 years now, and it's time to expand other parts of the business. It's growing, you know, that's how that works. So the podcasting will remain free. You will have, our fantastic guests from the music world and movies and entertainment and whatnot. So everything will be the same with that. We're just adding some different growth things that I can't talk about right now because we're still hammering out licensing and legal stuff and all of that. So things are happening. Things are happening, and that's a good thing. So growth is always good, ladies and gentlemen. It's always good. And, you know, unless it's like, I don't know, a tumor or something, then it's not good. But in this case, it's not a tumor, and it is good. So don't worry. But thank you for the email. Thanks for listening and reading my blog. I was very surprised at the number of people that picked up on that and took the time to send me, questions or whatnot about it. So I will let you know when I can all the details. I appreciate it. Okay, I'm out of here for today. We will see you Monday night. And next week, man, we got a whole bunch of shows next week, too. 5 days, 5 shows next week. And so we're chugging along, baby, chugging along. Have a great weekend, everybody. And again, get over there with cookwithrome.com. Check out Chef Brown's website and pick up his book, man. He is really cool. And his work's, you know, top shelf, baby, top shelf. So good stuff. Okay, we will talk to you next time, and have a great weekend, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.